Historic preservationists have won a victory in Waukesha. That city's Common Council voted Tuesday to block a request by Waukesha County to tear down a building that's a key part of the last intact resort from Waukesha's Springs era a century ago. WUWM's Chuck Quernbach has this update.
County officials wanted Waukesha alderpersons to overturn a decision last fall by the city's Landmarks Commission that protected the former Moore Mud Baths Resort Hotel from being torn down. The hotel was built in 1911, near the end of the era when many thousands of people came to Waukesha in hopes that water from dozens of underground springs would cure their ailments. The county owns the now vacant building and doesn't want to pay the roughly $1 million needed to put a new roof on the facility. During public comments last night, County Supervisor Dwayne Paulson said the county and the State Historical Society have an agreement to preserve the memory of the building.
Photo documentation will be prepared and a historical marker will be erected and a website will be developed and maintained.
But most of the people who spoke argued in favor of keeping the former hotel. Mary Jane Sanchez says Milwaukee values its historic buildings like the Pabst Mansion.
I myself was in the Pabst building when it was falling apart and leaking, and it was just a disaster. And now it's an amazing, robust jewel in the city of Milwaukee.
The Waukesha Common Council then held about a four-hour quasi-judicial session during which the County and Landmarks Commission made lengthy presentations and lawyers cross-examined the witnesses. Then, after a closed session, the alderpersons voted 8-5 to deny the county's demolition request. Alderwoman Cassie Rodriguez made the motion to preserve the former hotel.
I mean, there is significant public interest in the property, and ultimately eliminating the building would definitely change and alter the exterior of the buildings.
Mary Emery of the Waukesha Preservation Alliance says she hopes Waukesha County will now try to sell the building to a private developer who would preserve the exterior while turning the inside into senior or special needs housing.
They could save a significant amount of money by selling it and putting it back on the tax rolls.
The county's lawyer declined comment after the vote. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.